Welcome to the second module of the topic Introduction to Trigonometry. In the last module, we had discussed about the trigonometric ratios of an acute angle in a right triangle. The three basic trigonometric ratios were sine of angle theta, cosine of angle theta, and tangent of angle theta. Then we had three reciprocal ratios. They were cosecant of angle theta, secant of angle theta, and cotangent of angle theta. And then we had discussed that if one of the trigonometric ratios of an acute angle is known, the remaining trigonometric ratios of the angle can be easily determined. Today we are going to talk about some specific trigonometric ratios for some specific angles, like when the angle is 30 degrees, 45 degrees, 60 degrees, 90 degrees, or 0 degree. So let us find the trigonometric ratio of 45 degrees. In triangle ABC, right angled at B, if one angle is 45, then the other angle is also 45. Just see, angle B is 90, angle A is 45, then angle C is 45 by angle sum property. Now we know that angle A is equal to angle C, therefore AB is equal to CB. Why? Because sides opposite to equal angles are equal. Now let us suppose that AB equal to BC is equal to A. Then by Pythagoras' theorem, we know AC square is equal to AB square plus BC square. That is, AC square is equal to A square plus A square, which is equal to 2A square. Now taking root of both the sides, we get AC is equal to A root 2. Now using our definition of trigonometric ratios, sine 45 is equal to angle opposite to 45 degrees upon hypotenuse. That is BC upon AC, which is equal to A upon A root 2, which is equal to 1 upon root 2. So sine 45 is equal to 1 upon root 2. Now let us take cos 45. Cos 45 is defined as side adjacent to angle 45 upon hypotenuse, which is equal to AB upon AC, which is equal to A upon A root 2, which is equal to 1 upon root 2. So sine 45 and cos 45 both are equal to 1 upon root 2. Now tan 45 is defined as side opposite to angle 45 upon side adjacent to angle 45, which is equal to ratio of BC and AB, BC upon AB, that is A upon A, which is equal to 1. Also, cosec 45 is equal to 1 upon sine 45, which is equal to root 2. Sec 45 is equal to 1 upon cos 45, which is also equal to root 2. And cot 45 is equal to 1 upon tan 45, is equal to 1. Now let us consider trigonometric ratios for angle 30 degrees and 60 degrees. So let us first consider for 30 degrees. Now, in triangle, ABC is an equilateral triangle. We take ABC as an equilateral triangle. Now, since all angles of an equilateral triangle are equal, therefore angle A is equal to angle B is equal to angle C is equal to 60 degrees. Now from A, we draw a perpendicular AD on BC. In an equilateral triangle, the perpendicular to AD makes that we get two triangles, triangle ABD and triangle ACD. In these two triangles, angle B is equal to angle C is equal to 60 degrees and angle ADB is equal to angle ADC is equal to 90 degrees by construction. And AD is common. Therefore, triangle ABD is congruent to triangle ACD by AAS congruence condition. Therefore, BD is equal to DC, corresponding parts of congruent triangles. And angle BAD is equal to angle CAD. There it means AD is the angle bisector of angle A. Therefore, angle BAD is all equal to 30 degrees. Now we have triangle ABD, which has one angle 90 degrees, that is angle ADB is 90 degrees, angle B is 60 degrees, and angle BAD is 30 degrees. Now, BC is equal to BD plus DC. Therefore, BD is half of BC. Now, let us suppose that AB is equal to 2A. Now, as it is an equilateral triangle, all sides are equal to 2A, triangle ABC. So, AB is equal to AC is equal to BC is equal to 2A. And BD is equal to half of BC. Therefore, BD is equal to A. Now, in triangle ABD, I know the measure of two sides AB and BD. And I know the measure of angles. From this, I can find out the side AD using Pythagoras theorem. So, AD square plus BD square is equal to AB square. Therefore, AD square is equal to AB square minus BD square. That is 2A whole square minus A square, which is equal to 3A square. Therefore, AD is equal to A root 3. Now, in this triangle ABD, I know the three sides. I can find out the trigonometric ratios for sine 60. Let us find it for sine 60 first and then we will find it for sine 30 degrees. So sine 60. Sine 60 is equal to opposite upon hypotenuse, that is AD upon AB, which is equal to A root 3 upon 2A. So that is equal to root 3 upon 2. Cos 60 is equal to BD upon AB. It is equal to A upon 2A, which is equal to half. And tan 60 is equal to BD upon AD. So, it is equal to tan 60 is equal to AD upon BD is equal to root 3. Cosec 60 is equal to 2 upon root 3. Sec 60 is equal to 2 and cot 60 is equal to 1 upon root 3. And similarly, sine 30 is equal to BD upon AB is equal to half. Cos 30 is equal to AD upon AB is equal to root 3 upon 2. Tan 30 is equal to 1 upon root 3. Cosec 30 is equal to 1 upon sin 30 is equal to 2. Cosec 30 is equal to 1 upon cos 30 is equal to 2 upon root 3. Cot 30 is equal to 1 upon tan 30 is equal to root 3. So now we have found out trigonometric ratios of angle 45 degrees, 30 degrees and 60 degrees. Now let us see what happens to the trigonometric ratios of the angle if A is made smaller and smaller in the right triangle ABC. As angle A becomes less, then what happens? C comes closer to B, or I can say that BC keeps on decreasing. As my angle A reduces, BC also becomes less, and AC comes equal to AC. Now just see, if angle A is 0, that means that point C is on point B, that is BC has become 0. BC is opposite to angle A, then sine 0 is equal to BC upon AC. So BC is 0, so 0 upon anything is going to be 0. Therefore sine 0 is 0, and cos 0 is AB upon AC. Now AB and AC have become equal, therefore cos 0 is equal to AB upon AC, which is equal to AB, therefore it is equal to 1. So sine 0